Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. There's no business like your business. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank, banking for good. Member FDIC.
Patrick Saunders is our good friend. He's the beat writer for the Rockies for the Denver Post. Patrick, good afternoon. How are you, my friend?
I'm terrific, guys. Just a few days out from leaving for Scottsdale. So
Very nice. Kind of trying
to get back into full work mode after multiple days of skiing. So we'll see.
Good for you. Where were you skiing at?
Well, I usually ski Winter Park. I went up to Vail this weekend.
Nice.
Winter Park on Tuesday. So it's time to put the skis away, I guess, for the winter.
But all right.
It was good.
I'm looking at the non-roster invitees. Mm-hmm. Mark Reynolds. Does Mark Reynolds have a shot to make this team?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I don't think he would have signed with the Rockies if he didn't think, and if the Rockies had not told him there was a legit shot for him to make it. Because he had multiple offers from other teams, and he understands the situation. He knows they signed Daniel Murphy to play first base. He knows he'd be primarily a right-handed bat off the bench, play a little first base. But, yes, I definitely think Mark Reynolds has a shot.
And I see Brendan Rodgers. Is it time for Brendan to join the team full-time?
It is. I think the time is now. I think last year the plan was for him to make his debut, get his feet wet, so to speak. But then he went from Double-A, where he played pretty well, to Triple-A, and then he got hurt. He had some leg issues, and by that point, it just wouldn't have made sense for him to come up in the thick of a pennant race because he just wasn't himself.
Patrick, last year it felt like that the signing period for the free agent guys that were part of Major League Baseball last year was a slow process, and also it feels like it's going really slow right now for the two biggest names in baseball, Machado and, of course, Bryce Harper. What are we doing? What's going on? Why has there been? I mean, there was once a day when this wouldn't have never happened. I mean, as soon as the free agency clock started, guys were making bids. What's going on in Major League Baseball now?
I think, guys, it's a big market adjustment. I think that, even 3, 4, certainly 5 years ago, the trend was to have the ownership throw big money at the big stars, give them long-term deals. And now it's a market correction, and the agents and the players still want the long-term deals and the big money. The teams are now much more reluctant, certainly in terms of years. I don't think you're going to see any 10-year deals, even with Harper or Machado. And things are starting to get contentious. There's a lot of grumbling from the players' union and the players themselves, and nobody's used the word, at least not outright, collusion, but there are whispers that there is a integrated plan to change the landscape of the free market and free agency. And, I don't know what's going to happen down the road, but, some people are looking at a work stoppage here in, 3 years. I don't want to be an alarmist, but that certainly is the vibe you're starting to get.
Could spring training start and Harper and Machado not be signed?
Yeah, I think that's a possibility.
Could the season start and them not be signed?
I don't see that. I think at that point, and I don't know either of the guys very well. And, I know Scott Boras is Bryce Harper's agent. And I can't see that because I think those guys love the game too much and they want to be a part of everything. So I don't think that's going to happen. But I'm a little surprised because those two guys were supposed to set the market for everybody, right? And now they're still unsigned and there's all sorts of speculations of where they're going to go. Phillies, the Giants, the White Sox, the Yankees, it's all over the board. But my guess is one of them will sign within the next 10 days, and then the other one will follow suit.
There is a conversation going on now that says, look at how Kevin Durant is bothered by everybody asking him about free agency and what he's going to do. And I've heard the conversation turn to, well, that's just what's going to happen with Nolan Arenado this year. Do you see a contentious situation if every single question to Nolan Arenado and his teammates is about him signing a deal?
D-Mac, I don't know if contentious is the right word. Aggravating, maybe, would be the better word. Nolan hates talking money. He hates talking contracts. And I don't know if you guys read the story I wrote the other day, but it was Nolan who got all parties together the other day in Southern California. And that was Dick Monfort, Jeff Breidich, Nolan's agent, Joel Wolf. It was Nolan who organized the foursome to meet in Southern California. And it was Nolan who said, listen, I don't want to go to arbitration. Let's get this settled, and then let's start talking about a long-term deal. So clearly, Nolan does not want the weight of that hanging over his head. And I, knowing Nolan as I do, I think he'll talk about it a little bit at spring training, and then at some point, he is just going to come out and say, guys, I've talked about it enough. I'm not going to answer any more questions about it.
Is that the right way to think? Is that the right way to go about it? I mean, that's the exact same thing that Kevin Durant is being criticized for today. Well, because people just keep on asking about next year.
Because every time you go into a new town, you get a new batch of reporters.
Well, that's truth to that, you know. And the thing is, guys, it depends a lot on the media market. And let's be real here. The Rockies, compared to certainly the East Coast teams or the West Coast teams, we have a pretty small media market. I mean, there'll be games when I'm on the road and it's, you know, for in terms of people who are actually connected to the team, it's me and Thomas Harding of MLB.com, right?
And so as long as you guys don't bring it up, it's okay.
Well, I'm not saying that, but, well, touche. But, you know, but it is a different animal. I'm not saying it's going to go away entirely, but I do think Nolan is going to basically let people know, listen, I've said my piece, that's all I'm going to say. You know, he's essentially kind of told me the same thing this offseason, guys. I mean, he's talked to me, and we texted quite often, but he's made it clear to me that he'll only go so far in terms of negotiating or saying anything on the record about his contract status. And I'm quite certain that that's coming from his agent to say, listen, steer clear of that as best you can.
Well, one of the things and one of the theories out there is one of the reasons that maybe the Yankees haven't signed Machado is because they were hoping that they could get Arenado next year.
Well, I've heard that, too. And I've heard, you know, certainly the Yankees, and there was some scuttlebutt out in New York that the Yankees and Rockies were thinking about a trade, you know, this off season. From everything I've been told, and Jeff Breidich himself told me this, there was no real weight to that. I don't think the Rockies and Yankees were ever thinking about a trade this off season. But you know what? Suppose they don't get a deal done with Nolan, like they did Charlie Blackmon at the end of spring training last year. Suppose Nolan remains in limbo going up to the trade deadline in late July, and suppose the Rockies implode. Suppose they are not contenders. Well, then the question does become, do the Rockies try to trade him? So I think it's really going to be important to the future of this franchise to see if they can get something done before those questions arise.
All right, good stuff, Patrick. What day are you headed down to Scottsdale?
Tuesday,
I'm looking at the forecast. Mostly sunny, high of 65. 71 the next day.
Not bad.
There you go.
Not bad.
Good weather to get back into it.
Yeah.
Is your wife ready for you to leave for the next 7 months?
Alfred, you sound like a man who knows a lot about being married.
My wife would not allow me to be gone as much as you are, Patrick.
You know, I think...
There's no way in the world my wife would allow me to be gone 6 or 7 months.
I'm going to plead the fifth, okay?
Okay. Hi, Patrick.
Okay, guys.
Did you look at your wife at some point and say, boy, I can't wait for spring training? You shouldn't say that.
You shouldn't say that.
Again, I plead the fifth.
All right. Thank you, Patrick. We'll talk to you later.
This is Steve.
Hi.
Steve loves manila folders.
It's true.
That's why he started a company supplying manila folders to large corporations.
In both white and eggshell.
What Steve doesn't love is spending time paying suppliers and browsing for loans. Luckily, First Bank offers time-saving treasury management tools and business loans, so you can spend more time with your passion, even if it's manila folders.
In both white and eggshell.
Okay, Steve. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC. Go to eFirstBank.com/business for more details.